I think at PwC, we definitely address that in different ways. So even though you're part of, let's just say you join the downtown office, even though you're part of the larger downtown office, you are put in smaller sort of teams. So that gives you a more intimate office feel. We also have 5 offices in the GTA. So to give you an example, we have 1 office that's really close to here in Concord. That's our York Region office. That's a smaller entity that we just recently acquired. So that gives you the small office feel. So depending on if you join the firm, you could pick an office based on your preferences, which could be client preferences, could be firms that the size of the office preferences to give you that feel. And also just depending on the different clients that you work on. So for example, when I worked on Oxford, I audited a property. So I did everything from cash to the cash flow statement, right? So I got a fulsome picture. So working on a larger client, like for example on CTV, you might just do a smaller section. So I think getting a vast array of experience at work will give you exposure to lots of different areas. So I think that's not a concern. I think you can definitely get that kind of exposure at a big firm. I don't know if everyone wants to.
I agree with you. It's you get the exposure by working in, we are a big firm, but we're all broken up by smaller groups, like divisions, and within divisions are teams, and within teams are sub-teams. So you can go all the way from, 1,000 people to all the way to a 3-person team. So I think you get the community feel at various different levels within your group. The second thing I'd say, and I think this might be this something maybe for you might be able to see, is we do have different industries within, like for audit, for example, where we do big clients, we do medium-sized clients, and we do small clients. So there are clients that we do that are very competitive to the small firms in terms of we do send one person out to do an entire audit, and, to your point, can do the cash all the way to the cash flow statement. So we do have those size clients, and then you can pick to go into that industry and work on those size clients, and then you can work in different groups and have different size clients and opportunities. So I think all the firms offer some sort of client base that does sort of focus on that. So we are sort of, even though big firms, we do have small pockets that compete with the smaller firms.
I would just say that's the same for us. Within our audit practice, we do have smaller practices like FI and manufacturing and technology groups. So you can have small clients or big clients within those subdivisions. When I was in FI, which is FI before, and as part of that, my biggest client was RBC, but I also had smaller clients. We were there for 2 weeks. It's just 2 of us and the partner working directly with the partner. So I got to see the whole file. Of course, not my first year, but my second year, I did everything from planning to actually doing audit work to dealing directly with the partner and the client. So I think it really depends on you. What do you want for yourself? The good thing about big firm is that it gives you an opportunity to work for, if you like smaller clients, you can have smaller clients. If you like big clients, then that's what you can do. If you do want to do smaller clients on an ongoing basis, our one office, which is our PCS office, that basically handles smaller clients. So you'll probably have like 30 clients during the year, as opposed to me when I had probably 6 or 7 clients, a mixture of small and big clients.